This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Rickbrink and Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. As you can tell, I am not in the studio. I am driving in a car. Oops. Straight up. And I'm probably about to get pulled over. Anyways, it is Saturday, May the 3rd, 2025. I just got done with a Cinco de Kentucky Derby party at the home of Luciano De La Torre. And somebody had too much fun, so the after party was canceled. Anyways, let's go around and say hello to everybody. Walt, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing very fine. Did you have too much fun at the party and it canceled because of you?
Well, we'll save that for the after show. Anyways, Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great, and Walt, you're spot on, bro. We both know that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What? If I had too much fun, why am I driving a car? Exactly.
We were talking about the predatory kind of fun you like, not the the drinking kind of fun.
Oh, really? I'm a gentleman. But anyways, moving right along, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Kieber and the men and alleged women of the Yonkers New York Fire Department, all the members of New York's Finest, New York's Bravest, New York's Boldest, and New York's Strongest, as well as those living in Mike Brickman's backyard on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. Anyways, as usual, first order of business, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Unfortunately, since I am driving, I do not have that name. We'll get it probably first or second break. Anyways, Tampon Tim Walls is at it again. He gives us so much material. And, Mike, you are the expert on Governor Walls. Take it away. What has Tampon Tim done today?
So he's doing some kind of, I don't know, speaking apology tour. I don't know what the hell you would call it, disaster on wheels. He's speaking at, I believe it was Harvard, and he says that he's the candidate that can code talk to white guys who watch football or some such nonsense like that. Listen, this guy's a complete and utter disgrace. He's a coward. He can't code talk to anybody other than the mentally ill and the willingly cucked. You know, that's all this guy's got. Nobody else gives a crap what this guy has to say. He's a complete disaster. And if John Wayne was around today, John Wayne would smack this man, you know, because John Wayne, you know, he said it many times. He punched men, he smacked women, you know. So this loser would have gotten smacked. But What a disgrace. What an absolute mess. I can't believe this guy's still around talking. I mean, what does he have to talk about? Losing? Like, just go away.
Well, I guess he was co-talking. I guess he could talk to us white guys about, you know, that fix trucks and drink beer and watch football. But my thing is that if he is the alpha male of the Democrat Party, that's why the Democrat Party is in the shape that they're in. And personally, I think Josh Shapiro would have been a better candidate, but I think either Governor Shapiro either said no, or since the Democrat Party actually hates Jewish people, the Democrat Party said no. Walt, what say you about Tampon Timmy?
You know, I agree with Mike. numero uno, the man's a coward, the man's a liar, and he tries to sell himself as something other than what he really is. I don't think he can talk code to any person standing on two legs, let alone men that work on trucks and watch sports and stuff like that. He gave up on his company when the spit hit the fan, and he wasn't in Tiananmen Square when Tiananmen Square hit the fan, and he always misspeaks. So if he always misspeaks, why listen to anything that comes out of his face?
Wow. But you're absolutely right. But you know, again, we love Governor Tim Walz because he gives us so much material. Unfortunately, that Governor Walz says he is not running in 2028, which is a big disappointment. I would have loved to see I would love to see Governor Walz go after go head to head with that's my passenger. I don't know if my train of thought. Walz and Governor Newsom of California. They would have been great going head to head with Kamala and whatever. But anyways, before we move to the next story, Mike, you have any other information or opinions of Governor Walz that's clean for SEC licensed radio?
Yeah, I'll keep it clean, but we are going to start a project to try and locate the horses that were victimized by this man and try and get their stories out there, because I think that needs to be told.
Right. I was talking to a reporter, a very, very left-of-center reporter. I should have asked him if he knew anything about Governor Walz. But moving right along, our next story, we got a couple of judges who should be jailbirds in Milwaukee and in New Mexico. I forgot the name of the county because, again, I'm driving a car. I don't have my notes in front of me. We had two judges, one that was obstructing federal officers from executing a administrative warrant. And then we have a judge down in New Mexico who is letting gangbangers stay in his house and hang out with his daughters who had firearms. Walt, you want to take this next story about these degenerate judges?
Hanging out with daughters with firearms. His daughters got firearms?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, these judges are idiots. You know, where does it say in the Constitution and in their oath that they can, you know, give safe haven and harbor fugitives and criminals? There was that video with that dude that was sent down, you know, the Maryland man. I don't know if anybody saw that video from 4 or 5 years ago when a Tennessee state trooper pulled him over with a vehicle full of Latinos, let's say, because we don't know if they were illegals or he just picked them up. But these judges are just doing the opposite. You know, if that judge, and again, you know, the older fella who had them in his, had this guy in his house, if he wanted to stand around in his underwear, he should have called up Mr. Pelosi. I'm sure he could have accommodated him. He's used to that kind of thing. The picture I saw of him standing there in his shirt and tails and in his drawers, standing next to this guy. He probably stole his pants and just didn't want to say nothing to nobody. It's just stupid. Right. And then they cry about it. So, you know, their values is fine. If that's the way they feel, that these guys, you know, shouldn't be deported, that's one thing. But, you know, actually, you know, giving them gas money for it, it's just ridiculous.
Right. But, Mike, what can we do about getting these people out of office? I know the one judge in New Mexico, I know he resigned, but I'm on the radio. But anyways, what can we do about these judges? Can we get them out of office? I know that they've been arrested. One's been arrested, but can they be impeached? Do you know?
Yeah, they can be recalled. They can be impeached. There's a number of remedies available to actually get rid of these activist judges that are trying to set our foreign policy from the bench. You know, you can impeach them. You can, federal judges can be impeached by Congress, by the House, by the Senate. The local judges or the appellate level guys or the state level judges, whatever, can be recalled or impeached at the state level. You know, there's a lot that can be done about it, you know, to try and kind of remedy this whole, it's an epidemic of these judges that are trying to basically either obstruct the administration or set foreign policy from the bench. You know, it's gotten way, way out of hand very quickly. And it's probably the only real crisis we've had, you know, since he's taken office, is these people trying to subvert the rule of law from the bench where they're supposed to be upholding it. So I'm happy to see arrests being made for those who are actually breaking the law. I'd like to see more of that. and sets a tone and sets a standard that the rest are going to have to follow.
Right. Outstanding. But, you know, what's funny is that we heard during the Trump fiasco of lawfare that, you know, no one is above the law. We heard that, you know, day in and day out. Now, since this judge, this idiot judge in Wisconsin was collared and sent to see the judge. Anyways, we'll be right back. We'll talk more of lawfare, Arkansas suicide, and if Scoop can get his way home. This is 75 Rage on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerku and Mike Rickbrand. I'm still trying to drive a friend home, and I got about 25% left on this battery, so this might be a quick show. So we're talking about lawfare, these idiot judges breaking the law, and they should be replaced. They should be impeached. They should be arrested. So let's hope that these people get their just deserves because, again, no one is above the law. Donald Trump, he was convicted of, you know, felonies, even though it was lawfare. And then Hunter Biden was convicted of various crimes, but of course he gets a pardon. Anyways, anybody else got anything they want to add before we move on our next segment?
No.
No? All right. Move right along. Virginia Guthrie, she was a young lady victimized by Prince Andrew. She was pimped out by Jeffrey Epstein, and she was a victim of Arkansas suicide. Last month, she was allegedly involved in an accident involving a motor vehicle and a bus. And then, all of a sudden, a couple days later, she allegedly takes her own life. Now, we are not conspiracy theorists by any means. We do our due diligence, and we're proud of that. But, you know, I think it's not a case of suicide. I think it's a case of Arkansas suicide. And if you don't know what Arkansas suicide is, read Gary Burns' book,
crisis of character. Was there any more information that could come out? Of course. But if you think about it, Epstein died while in custody at Metropolitan Correctional Facility. Oh, I'm on the radio. I'll tell you in a minute. Anyways, that's my lovely passenger, Lucia Estevez, who I am taking home after she had too much fun. But anyways, I'm taking her home to her house, and I'm going to my home, and hopefully I got enough battery to complete the segment so I can jump online. But anyways,
she could charge up your batteries.
Well, that's for 75 Radio After Dark. But anyways, can we go back to poor Virginia Guffrey, poor lady went through hell. But anyways, supposedly on social media, she said she was not suicidal. And if she does commit suicide, she didn't do it. Well, I'm going to give it to you. Do you think it was self-inflicted, or was it Arkansas suicide?
It's hard to tell because, all these Arkansas suicides have been going on for the past 30, 35 years or so. They've been hard to prove. Obviously, I believe there's a dirty hand in there somewhere with some blood dripping off the fingers. So, I think Arkansas suicide would be could be put down on the death certificate.
Right. Mike, since you did handle crime scenes with dead bodies, do you think it was Arkansas suicide or self-inflicted?
Well, I think it was just like Epstein. I think she was murdered, right? I don't think there's any way to equivocate on that. So, there's a long, long history of this happening with people, connected to these so-called elites, the Clintons or Epstein or anybody else, and I don't believe it. That's one of the first things I was taught as a detective was there's no such thing as coincidence. And it just nothing stacks up in that case. Just like Epstein's, it doesn't make sense. So to me, when it doesn't make sense, it's just apparent, which means that this is probably most likely a homicide.
Uh-huh. So
sad.
I do think it was, it's obvious it's a homicide. I mean, what else could it be? The lady moved across the other side of the world. She got started a new family. She's got herself together, and she more or less laid out of the limelight. But another question is, what else was she holding out on, or what else did she know that they wanted her, to no longer be with us?
Hang on. Corroboration, right? She's a corroborating witness. So she could probably provide testimony that will corroborate a lot of what's in that report that's going to come out eventually, and that might be enough to get rid of her. She might have to help back some things that they wanted to make sure didn't come out. There's a lot of reasons to do something like that. Send a message to the other ones to make sure they don't come out. There's a thousand reasons why they do things like this. It's been proven time and again, unfortunately, over the last, especially the last few years, about how many of these conspiracy theories are actually true. Even decades-old conspiracy theories are being proven true now. It's an interesting time to be alive, but, I think this poor woman was definitely murdered.
Right. It's obvious. But, of course, here's a question I'll throw out to you. Why is it, something like this is obviously murdered? The mainstream media says, it was suicide, nothing but suicide. Don't even think it was anything else but suicide.
Yeah, nothing to see here. The media is in their pockets, too. So the lack of coverage, is deafening, really. I saw some blurbs about it the other day, but after that, it's like she's dead, she's gone. Epstein's dead, he's gone. Giselle's in jail, she's gone. One of his cabinet members crashed in Alaska, he's dead, he's gone. In Alaska. So these things happen, and there's nobody around. There's no cameras around. Wink, wink, and people get away with it.
Let's see. You want to chime in about Jeffrey Epstein and Virginia Guffrey?
He was killed.
What about the young lady who took her life?
Was she a victim of suicide or was she murdered?
Murdered.
Okay, so you get from our guest Lucia Estevez, who was her second time appearing on 75 Radio. She was on her November 19th show, 2024, when she verified I did not wear a sequin colored G string at the pool party. So
hey. Well, that just proves she's just trying to be polite. Okay. That's all.
Oh, please. So, anyways, hey, anything else before we move on to our next subject? Anybody? Going once, going twice. Okay. Next subject, the Federal Reserve. The U.S. Federal Reserve here in Washington, D.C. is spending $2.5 billion on refurbishing two buildings. And if you look on our website, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org, it is ridiculous. $2.5 billion for two buildings. First of all, why does the Federal Reserve need two buildings in Washington, D.C.? Why? Second, why are they spending $2.5 billion? But here's the bigger picture. The Federal Reserve has lost money.
I gave him
lost money since 20
keys.
Here are the keys.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I've got
okay. Keys. No, I need those.
All right. Hold on, folks. We're trying. She's trying to find her house. So, anyways, back to the Federal Reserve. So, Federal Reserve is spending $2.5 billion to refurbish two buildings, and they lose billions of dollars every year since 2022. First of all, my question is, why is the Federal Reserve losing money? Secondly, why should they be turning a profit? They run monetary policy. So, in Doge. Elon Musk and the Doge gang has said nothing about this. You know, somebody suggested that they audit the Federal Reserve, but nothing's been done. And Donald Trump said he was going to fire Fed Chairman Powell, but he has not fired him yet. So if anything needs to be done for Doge, it should be auditing the Federal Reserve. And I remember back in 2008 and 2012, Ron Paul supporters, including yours truly, wanted the Federal Reserve audited. Mike, what say you about do we need to get rid of or just the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, I would definitely be in the camp of Rand Paul and others saying get rid of the Federal Reserve. It's probably the best thing to do. You know, they set monetary policy, but they're a private bank basically that works on behalf of the government or works alongside the government for our monetary system.
It
creates a big pool of corruption. It should absolutely be ended. But yeah, absolutely, audit them. Audit them, figure out what's going on, figure out why it is going the way it's going. I mean, they're a big part of the reason we had the inflation crisis we did with the printing of money that we didn't have. You know, so I don't see anything good coming out of it. And I don't understand how they think it's a good idea to be, you know, renovating buildings at a time when they're still, you know, destroying the middle class.
Yeah, I'm going to pick me up at 11.
I'll be for you. I'll give you a call.
No, at 11.
All right, 11 o'clock. All right.
Like, I'm serious. Right. I have a client in Chantilly. I want.
All right. Well, all right. Say goodnight to all of our SoFi folks.
Oliver, we love you. Right. Good night. Night, night. I'm going night, night.
All right. See you in the morning. Right. You don't say.
I have to do immigration stuff at 1 p.m.
All right, good. So, you can maybe sponsor the show. All right. Anyways, that's half of this car right now, and that's 75 Radio. We'll come back, talk about the party in Jeff Jackson and whatever else I wrote down. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Living Legend Radio Network.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the numbers are in on the efforts of the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in fraud, abuse, and waste by the federal government. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Elon Musk, who heads up Doge, says the department is making progress, but acknowledged that it, quote, could be more effective. Yet, so far, Doge has saved the government over $160 billion. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the April jobs report shows the unemployment rate has remained steady.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Warren Buffett earlier today shocking an arena full of his shareholders, announcing that he wants to retire at the end of this calendar year. Buffett says he will recommend to Berkshire Hathaway's board that Greg Abel should become the CEO at the end of this year. 151st running of the roses now in the history books. Sovereignty crossed the finish line first today in the Kentucky Derby. Journalism ran second. Baeza was third. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, I'm a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Coop Stanton with Walter Yerke and Mike Rigbrand. I dropped my passion drop. The lovely Lucia Estevez. She had plenty of fun at the Cinco de Kentucky Derby party at Luciano De La Torre's home. I can't thank him enough. I'll talk about that later. Anyways, tonight's officer down memory is Deputy Sheriff Brandon Sykes of the Columbia County, Georgia Sheriff's Office. End of watch, April the 26th, 2025. His killer is DOA. And since we went through all of our stories I was going to talk about this week, talk about some of the stuff we missed last week. AOC and Bernie Sanders had a, they're doing a speaking tour, just like Tampon Tim, called Fighting Oligarchy. And I guess fighting the people, the millionaires and billionaires that run this country, supposedly. So they're on the fight to rid this country of the oligarchy that's running America. But they do it in style. What am I talking about? They fly all over the country in a private plane that costs $15,000 an hour to operate, and they're fighting climate justice because this particular bird burns 200 gallons of fuel per hour. So for the first quarter of 2025, the Sanders campaign spent over $200,000 in airfare, or correction, in flights, private flights. So much for taking like one of these electric buses across the country. What say you? Is this another example of hypocrisy yet again?
Yeah, and in 3 years when people are running for president, we're not supposed to remember all of this ridiculousness. This is just a chapter to keep the idiots entertained, and they're doing a pretty good job of it because there's a lot of idiots out there that suck up this nonsense. And 90% of the people that hear about oligarchy don't know what it is and can't spell it, can't say it. So it's just another big word to, for big politicians to use to the inept and the followers that I'll call lambs.
Right.
Because they're going to they're just following these idiots into a sacrifice. That's all they're doing. They're not doing anything special. They're just following them into stupidity.
Well, Mike, are you going to go to the next Fight the Oligarchy campaign with the AOC and Bernie Sanders?
No, I'll be missing that. You know, I'd rather have a kidney stone. These two are ridiculous, right? These are two people who got extremely wealthy in government service, right? So they make $174,000 a year, whatever it is, something like that. And yet they're both multimillionaires. And they've only ever worked in public service. So, you know, you're talking about oligarchy. No, let's talk about corruption, because that's what this is. It's just, it's them. They're literally parading their corruption in front of people who are cheering for it. It's you can't make it up. It's Walt nailed it. You know, he nailed it perfectly.
Right. But Mike, how did the AOC make her money? Because I know Bernie Sanders has been selling all these books that idiot people are buying. Because he had a rally in D.C. a couple years ago. It was $100 a seat, and you get a copy of the book, and he autographs it for you about fighting capitalism. How did AOC make her money?
They all make it the same way. They use these NGOs are a big source of the illicit money, right? They launder the money through the NGOs back to themselves. But the majority of the time what happens is they'll set up like a consulting kind of thing. They consult whatever for this business or that business or whatever it is. And basically, also, there's somebody who wants to buy influence. They basically pay this consulting firm that they're attached to an exorbitant amount of money. And, you know, they go out and they talk about whatever nonsense they want to talk about. And then they get whatever companies that hired them gets what they want, basically, in a bill that's passed. So it's just corruption. It's plain and simple corruption. It's just how they do it is through consultancies and NGOs. So either their spouses will get no-show jobs, or they'll be placed on the boards of whatever company and things like that. Think like Hunter Biden on Burisma, right? Knows nothing about energy, but he's on the board. You know, it's just like that. Exactly the same formula every time. And they make millions this way. Look, she went from being damn near bankrupt when she was supposedly running for office to now all of a sudden worth at minimum $23 million. I think we found she was somewhere probably more in the $43 million range. But I think the official reported number right now is like 23 million.
Right. And of course, the media says, you know, Snopes and all these other garbage so-called watchdogs say, oh, she wasn't, she's not worth $30 million. She's not, you know, she's only worth like, you know, whatever bullcrap they pull out. But anyways, but here, my thing is like, Donald Trump is a billionaire. We knew that. He's like, everybody, you know, for 30, 40 years, he's been in front of the TV cameras and, you know, nice hotels and Trump Plaza said the thing. We knew he's a billionaire. He says, you know, work hard, you could be one too. Why is it these people who have nothing, they look at these people like Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, all these other leftist idiots, and they follow them like tooth and nail, even though, like, they earn, just like you said, they earn their millions of dollars through government corruption. Anybody want to take a stab at that one?
Yeah, it's because they're corrupted. Sorry, yeah, well.
No, go right ahead, Mark.
They're corrupt. They don't create anything. Donald Trump built a fortune based upon his hard work and his intelligence and his ability to make deals, to get things done. He built things. That's what built his fortune. He earned it. You know, when you haven't earned something, you don't appreciate it. And these people didn't earn anything. They're having money thrown at them for their own, you know, so-called, in their minds, they're the greatest things in sliced bread. The reality is they're just a useful idiot in a position that somebody wants to use them for. So they haven't built anything. They've just been handed money because that's what they, because of where they are, not who they are. So they see it as disposable, you know. So for them, it's an easy jump to the concept of, oh, we just take all these people's money and get to everybody else, you know. They're just
right.
Imbeciles, just absolute imbeciles.
Right. Well, you want to piggyback on what Mike said?
I think Ms. Abrams is in the mix somewhere with that $2 billion that she got.
Oh, yeah, down in Georgia, buying people energy-efficient
appliances. Sure. Oh, sure, she's flooded with money. She's flooded with cash right now. So, you know, I think she's in the mix with that oligarchy ridiculousness now with AOC.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She's got to get rid of that money. She's got to get rid of that money, so she's going to give it to these idiots.
Right. And, you know, I applaud Trump for create Doge and getting Elon Musk and Big Balls and all these other people, but you know he's got to get Pam Bondi to start putting charges on people because it, you know, it's one thing to find it and say, oh look, we got more corruption, and the people that screaming, you know, stop Trump, stop Doge, they're the ones with their hands in the cookie jar. But I think the DOJ needs to start putting some charges on these people so it stops. I'm sure if Pam Bondi goes after Nancy Pelosi, I'm sure that'll tell everybody else, hey, you're next. They go after, like, the top dog, they're next. Or do you think they should start low and go high?
I think they should grab who's closest.
Right, low hanging fruit.
Just start. Pam, stay off the TV and just start locking them up.
Right. Anyways, Mike, you got anything else on who else is corrupt? You know, Pelosi's corrupt, AOC's corrupt, Bernie's corrupt. What's her name? Pocahontas is corrupt. Any other big names we know of that should be perp walked?
Quite a few. Yeah, the Clintons, the whole damn family. Clinton family.
It's all corrupt. Like, the vast majority of that is corruption, you know, and it's corruption throughout. It's both sides. It's so prevalent that, you know, it's more telling to see who's not actually, you know, involved in corruption than it is to tell who is. So, but I think that the thing with Bondi and them is that they're trying to build, you know, basically racketeering cases, and that takes a lot of time. I mean, those are heavy cases to build. They're difficult. It takes a lot of information, a lot of work. But I agree with Walt. Go for the low-hanging fruit. Get those people and start rolling them up and using them to roll up the ones above them, and you work your way backwards. I mean, you know, do something, give people something, because people voted for, you know, convictions and for, you know, arrests. So, you know, I agree with Walt, you know, it's time for perp walks.
Outstanding. But anyways.
Start with Chelsea.
Yeah, 100%.
But, you know, I know, like, stop me if you need to chime in, but I don't think she has $84 million.
Does it matter? Trump didn't touch any women either. Does it matter?
Well, no. I mean, Do we know that Chelsea Clinton was doing something she shouldn't be doing with money she didn't deserve?
Of course. Well, yeah, she was being paid by the Clinton Foundation and then paid by other NGOs. She was being paid by other NGOs that were being funded by USAID. So your tax dollars were funding Chelsea Clinton and the Clintons and everybody else.
Right.
Oh, yeah, meanwhile, stolen money.
Anyway, all right. We'll come back. We'll talk about racing season 2025, Scoop's wonderful Kentucky Derby, and function coming up here in Washington, D.C. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. And by the grace of God, I've made it home. I'm able to charge my phone. I have 18%. But anyways, I would tell you to look at the Instagram account of our spokesman, the lovely Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at Danella Rodriguez .model on Instagram, but I was looking at the her Instagram account today, and wow, that's all I'll say about that. It's like wow. So, anyways, today was I can't thank Luciano De La Torre enough for inviting me to another awesome party. Buddy Ed was there. Danella, she was out of town on business. But had a great time. Fortunately, I did not lose any money in the race. I thought it was a pretty good race. That Sandman horse looked kind of raggedy. And so I said he didn't win. But anyways, and of course, journalism came in second. So I was talking to the guy, Dave, who's a leftist journalist. So, well, is there any other type? So I was glad that journalism came in second place. Also, speaking of racing, the 2025 Topless Outlaw Late Model Series is in effect. And, of course, our driver, number 8, Jeff Jackson, is racing again. And he does have decals for 75 Radio on his automobile. And let's hope for a great season. If you go to the website, 75radio.org, you can click on the link to follow Jeff on Facebook. Also, Topless Outlaw, you can watch the races on a server.
go ahead and check that out. Also, coming up the 12th of May, that's May 12th, the day after Mother's Day, a magazine called She Exists will be having their magazine reveal. I spoke to the young lady, her name is Janelle, what's her last name? Janelle Harris, I'm sorry. That's always a sucker name. I was talking to her. We plan on working together real soon. But, again, go on Facebook, type in She Exists. They're having this great function on the 12th. A lot of friends of 7 Friday Radio will be there. Unfortunately, I will not be there because I'm having a labor dispute at my other job. So can't wait to work with her. Can't wait to see our man Jeff Jackson in the winner's circle. And can't wait to look at Danelle's Instagram account once again. The last couple of minutes, anybody have anything you want to bring up since I was very ill-prepared since the after party was canceled?
Yeah, I'd like to bring up something. Was your outfit, were you dressed like a lawn jockey? Black face, holding a lantern, different color silks? For Kentucky Derby Day, you know.
They made him stand out front and greet all the guests.
What, like a horse jockey? Like what, John Candy's character in Who's Harry Crumb?
Like a lawn jockey, you walk around on your knees, you know.
They had him out front greeting all the guests when they came in.
Yeah, you know what, they walk up and say, oh, it's Doc Scoop, and just keep on going. Because they know me over there, but no, I did not dress up as a lawn jockey. I took as appropriate a dress. Shout out to again Ed Huebner and Danella Rodriguez for my clothing choices. I'm starting to dress a lot better than I did in the past, but I'm still the same dirtbag as before. But I had an absolutely great time. Unfortunately, I didn't get any tacos. The tacos all gobbled up, but plenty of food, plenty of booze as usual. It's like hanging out with the family.
It just dropped one off.
Yep. Of course, Lucinda, she had a great time. I took her home, and now I'm home by myself again. So, but I know I did not dress up a lot.
You know, you have to speak proper English. Because you're leading people to believe that you took her home with you. You took her to her house and you dropped her off like a gentleman. See, that's what you got to say.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. So. And then I returned to my spacious and tastefully decorated home by myself again. Also known as Fred Sanford's house. But again, I can't thank Luciano enough. I had an absolute blast. Also, got some other events coming up, but what else is coming up? 4th of July coming up, Memorial Day coming up. But if I get any other public events, I'll let you know. But again, May the 12th in Tyson's Corner, She Exists having a magazine revealed. They got they're gonna have door prizes, a silent raffle, some operatic singer whose name I actually know, but forgot, of course. But anyways, we look forward to working with She Exists magazine. Of course, I got something, you know, what's funny is that, like, we did the show. It was like, we'll talk politics. We'll talk law enforcement issues. We'll talk talk trash to me because you guys are jealous. But then all of a sudden, we got models and fashions. Like, okay, this, this is 7-5 Radio, so. Can't be more proud of where we're going, because I don't know where it's going to end, but hope it doesn't end soon. Mike, you got any thing you want to add on that's clean and tasteful?
Well, I want to address the jealousy thing. We're definitely not jealous. It's just the world is very deserving of us pointing out your lack of fashion sense and your general depravity. So.
Lack of fashion sense. Look at the pictures I posted online. Granted, like for Easter, I rolled up looking like the Undertaker. Ed looked like he was going to a wedding, so that's why I said the Undertaker attends a wedding. So, but no, I dressed the part. Look who I hang out with. I got to look the part. Show up in like a
Well, no, I mean, the sequin G string was probably a bit too much, though.
No. again, boy. And of course, you know who's having another pool party. I don't know if I should go or not because I'd hear for another year and change. But some good news during the halfway break at the bottom of the hour, government lost 250,000 people. They were laid off. But guess what? Government's still working. The border's closed. We still got a military. We got a monetary policy. I don't know for how much longer. But people still getting the Social Security checks, and so the government's still running. So, kudos. If we lose, I'd say if we lose 50% of the size of the current federal workforce, we still wouldn't notice anything. In fact, even better news, I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service. They said my debt is paid in full. So thank God that's done because I don't want to be paying the IRS. So it's like paying the VIG on a bet to these people. Absolute gangsters. And so I hope this new Trump pushes this tax plan that gets rid of the IRS. Get rid of 250,000 people working for the Internal Revenue Service. But anyways, anybody have anything they want to say before we close it down?
Definitely go check out that racing. Go check out the racing, man. The racing is exciting if you don't like sports or whatever. But if you haven't seen those racing events, they're really exciting to watch. They're really awesome. So go check it out and definitely support the 75 car.
Right. It's Jeff Jackson for Topless Outlaw Late Model Series. And, if you watch, the Formula One show on Netflix, all these kids are, prima donnas. I was like, really? Whereas NASCAR and American auto racing, guess what? Not only can these guys drive the car, they can fix the car. But if you watch the show, it's like a reality show with drama. It's like, oh, is this guy gonna drive for Ferrari or is he gonna drive for Mercedes? They're multimillionaires. I mean, I don't have multi-millions of dollars. They're just dollars, period. So anyways, kudos to Jeff. We got to get him on one of these years, but he's a humble gentleman, just wants to race and do good for 75 Radio. So anywho, also, Mother's Day is coming up. I sent my mother a card. Hope she gets it. And make sure next Sunday, not tomorrow, but the one after, you get your mom something for Mother's Day. Also, get something for 75 Day, which is coming up July the 5th. I can always use some greenbacks. You guys got anything planned for 75 Day?
Recuperate from 74 Day.
Most likely,
Yeah. But July the 4th is a special day in American history because it is the birthday of our own Sam Bushman. Sam is one of the smartest people I know, and he's so smart he decided not to run for president. But I think if he did, he would have been in the second term. Anyway, thank God we're at the end. For Walter Yerkew and Mike Raybrain, this is Peter Scoop Stanton calling from the phone. Reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.